Hey there, welcome to Girl Makes Fire, your go-to podcast for practical tools and solutions for the everyday challenges of being a creative and spiritual entrepreneur living in a material world. If you're a mission-driven, purpose-aligned, spirit-drenched creative, or a small business owner who's equal parts woo-woo and badass girl boss, or if you're just getting started becoming any of those things, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Deborah C. Smith. I'm a holistic business coach and the owner of several successful small businesses, and I'm here to offer you support with creativity, mindset, daily practices, and getting into imperfect action so you too can find balance while building your dream business. Let's dive in. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Girl Makes Fire. It's your host, Deborah, and I am so excited about today's episode. I'm so excited to be back in my office broadcasting. It's only episode 5, but once again, I'm going to just try to unpack a little bit a topic that is really going to be a bedrock of this podcast. So today's topic is sparking creativity. And I specifically want to talk about creativity as it plays a role in building your business. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're a solopreneur, whether you do in-person, in-real-life business, or you're an online marketing person and you do everything in the virtual space, really it doesn't matter. Creativity and your unique creative expression is going to be a critical tool in your toolkit to help you invite more abundance, growth, and success into your business journey, into your entrepreneurial journey. So, really my mission with this is to empower you as a solopreneur and entrepreneur to tap into your creativity and build that muscle so that you have this at your disposal when you get into sticky situations. So to that end, I'm just going to talk a little bit about, what exactly is our creativity? What does it mean to be creative or have creative expression? I'm going to talk a little bit about how that specifically applies to your business. And then towards the end of the podcast, I'm going to offer you a couple of tips and suggestions of ways that you can get unstuck by employing your creativity, or ways to get creative when you're feeling stuck. I also want to mention that I have an upcoming event that I'm hosting, which is a Q2 vision board workshop. So what that means is I do this frequently. I get together online on Zoom with a group of entrepreneurs, and we physically design our vision boards for what we're planning to manifest in the coming quarter for business. So it's a really fun way to combine creativity with business goals and have some fun, but also really tap into that manifestation, that visual tool. So I will put the link in the show notes. It's March 25th. It's a Monday night at 7 p.m. It's free, Eastern Standard Time. So if you hear this and you're thinking, oh yeah, I would love to do a vision board workshop about my business goals, come on down. It's really fun. It's always a great time. Okay. So, I am fresh off of a really amazing experience. I just had the privilege last week. I took a little break. I went on a little tropical vacation, right? And it was actually one part work event, one part total escape to paradise. But it was overflowing with creativity. It was the perfect week to preempt this topic. And it's because I was able to accompany one of my longtime friends on a musical cruise that it left from the port of Miami and it hit a couple of islands. We went to Aruba and the Dominican Republic. And while we were on this boat, I was sort of standing in for her manager who couldn't make it, just helping her manage all the details of her events on board. Basically, what I got to do was really zone out. For the most part, I was just on vacation, and it was such a gift. It was such a beautiful time for me to spend time thinking, journaling, really just free to consider kind of what I'm creating in my own life and where I want to put my energy and my focus. And I thought a lot about this podcast, of course, and I met some incredibly gifted and talented creatives. So, lots and lots of songwriters. It was called the Kayamo Journey Through Song Cruise. And I met tons of badass ladies who were just like doing the thing, right? Really building lives and businesses that are just beautiful expressions and using their creativity, tapping into their creativity, hosting podcasts, creating events, writing songs, expressing themselves. And I was very inspired by everyone I met on this trip. And it got me thinking about, how we employ creativity when we're in a situation where
we're called to action, when we feel passionate about something, how do we get from idea to fully expressed? So thinking about the creative, you know, expression that is a part of everyone's birthright. And I did talk about this a little bit in episode 3. I sort of, you know, I believe fully that we are all creative. We are all born creative. We have innate creativity in us. But I also do think that creativity is a muscle. It's something that we can build and strengthen by practicing, right? So getting into the zone of tapping into your creativity as a means for, you know, innovating new ideas inside your business, as a means for solving problems that inevitably arise, and also just as a way to create a unique lane of your own, right? Be one of one in the marketplace. So all of that is creative. Creativity is the root of all of that. So as you're listening to this episode, I want you to think about your business, you, whatever it is that you do or create, you know, whether that is a book that you're writing or that you figured out how to start a dog walking business in your town or neighborhood, or if you've just figured out, you know, how to maximize the whole marketplace on digital downloadable printables, whatever it is you're doing, think about how you can use your creativity, tap into your creativity to stand out and become one of one in your market. So defining creativity, I define creativity as the ability to generate a novel idea, create a solution or a novel expression that are original and valuable. So your creativity is your ability to use your imagination to foster these original ideas, especially this is often thought of in terms of an artistic work. But creativity goes far beyond traditional artistic endeavors like, you know, music or painting or dance. And frankly, it's critical for innovation in business and for problem solving. The genius inventor Albert Einstein said, "Creativity is seeing what others see and thinking what no one else has ever thought." Right? So it's your unique point of view, your unique expression, and how you manifest things from that unique point of view. So let's talk for a little bit about creativity as it applies to your business. And of course, I want this to be applicable and useful, so I'm going to highlight 5 specific ways in which your creativity is going to support your business. If you're busy building your own small business, then you probably already know how important it is to fuel your body with high-quality nutrition. Nothing is worse than having an important deadline and feeling exhausted or battling fog brain. That's why I love Saqqara Life's signature nutrition program. I get all the benefits of nutritious plant-based meals, such as glowing skin, better sleep, and feeling more energized, without having to spend a ton of time on meal prep. That means I can take care of business and still have time for all the other things I love. Get 20% off your first order with Saqqara when you use the link in the show notes and the code XODEB at checkout. So, number one, your creativity offers a unique perspective on things. So remember, creativity is literally, you know, applying what's happening inside your imagination, the origin of your thought inside your brain. And because you have had different inputs throughout your entire life than everybody else, you have had different foods that you've encountered, you've had different parents, you've had different environment in which you were brought up, you had different teachers, different books that you read, lots of unique inputs. And just you are genetically unique, right? You are one of a kind. So because of that, no matter what, even if, you know, I've talked about this a lot with people who are like, we all went to the same boarding school and we all have these same exact teachers and the same exact education and ate the same foods and all that stuff. But the reality is that genetically we are unique human beings and we do have different shapes inside our imagination, different chemical flow inside of our brains. So we're going to have a unique perspective. And so that unique perspective is what allows individuals to see the world in their own distinct way. And that's going to shape your approach to your business. So an example of this would be creating a marketing campaign to go out to launch a product or a service. So you know, back in the day when I first started working in online marketing, and this is like, you know, 15, 16, 17 years ago, things were not as easy. Like, we didn't have Canva. I mean, we had Photoshop, but you couldn't just upload an image, slap some words on it, you know, and some cartoons and throw it up on the internet and social media. We would send creative ideas to somebody whose job it was to be the graphic designer. And I joke all the time that I'm not a graphic designer, but I literally do graphic design every single day as part of my marketing and my coaching. But the way that I would communicate my idea would be to draw something on a piece of paper and then take a picture of it or scan it or photocopy it or physically hand it to somebody. And then they would get into their graphic design software, whether it was Photoshop or something else. And then they would create multiple different versions of what they thought I was trying to express through my pencil or pen drawing. And I would be just have my mind blown to see, you know, how different graphic designers would interpret an idea. And that's because they have unique pictures and images in their own mind. Their imagination is unique. So that's a really powerful tool to have as an entrepreneur, to have your own perspective. That is an amalgamation of all the different inputs of your life and colors that you like and tastes and smells. It's just all the different things that have created your, you know, imaginative bed of ideas makes you so unique. And you can really use that to your advantage in business. So number two is creativity as it applies to problem solving. So creative thinking enables entrepreneurs to find innovative solutions to challenges that they encounter. And I love this. This is like my special sauce. So when my clients come to me with blocks or challenges and really feel like they cannot do something or cannot envision something, I love to just roll up my sleeves and just get out a blank piece of paper and brainstorm and come up with a huge list of different ways that we can fix the problem, change it, up-level, solve, or in some cases, deconstruct to find a new path, a new way to look at it, a new perspective, hopefully one that results in an opportunity or a win. So I really encourage you to think about, instead of when you hit a wall, when you hit a problem and there just seems to be no way forward, how can you take a step back and think creatively? How can you use that muscle, that creative imaginative tool, to envision a different way around that challenge? And again, if you're not used to using visual tools like, you know, vision boarding or drawing or things like that, please join me for the vision board workshop because it's a really fun way to tap into that. Okay, number three is authentic branding. So your creativity helps you in crafting a brand identity that could stand out and really resonate with your customers. And this is an area that I think is one of the most powerful ways to use your creativity. So this is the way you dress, the way you speak, your brand images, the fonts, the colors, the symbols that you choose to put out into the world that represent your product or service. These are all extensions of your individual creative thoughts, your individual creative ideas, your imagination. And even if you work with a graphic designer to help realize these ideas, or if you use templates off the internet, you're still infusing your colors and your wording and things that you choose. Those are your creative ideas. So listen, creativity is a birthright, right? We all have it in us. And like I said earlier, it's also a muscle. So it can be worked on. It can be strengthened. So don't shy away from thinking that you have to, you know, do all of this work to become a designer just to express your authentic brand. I encourage you to just see this as an opportunity to employ your own creativity in designing something that will be one of a kind. All right, so number four in our list of ways that your creativity can impact and support your business is being adaptable. So adaptability is an important quality in an entrepreneur. You have to be able to go with the flow. You cannot get stuck thinking everything's going to go your way. You know, it's like, what would you say? You plan, God laughs. I plan, God laughs. It's just like nothing ever goes the way you think it's going to. And in business, especially in online business, it's a really dynamic and volatile landscape. So creative individuals, in my opinion, are just more adaptable to change. And that's because you see challenges more as an opportunity and you have the ability to tap into that creativity and use and flex that creative muscle. Instead of feeling like everything is crumbling and falling to pieces, you, as an adaptable creative, you know, the adaptable creative mindset allows you to see, okay, this is a moment where I have to get, you know, roll up my sleeves, think creatively, and figure something out. You know, I have so many examples of this from when I ran the juice truck. I can think of 100 different times when, you know, we would drive, you know, for an hour in this giant rolling juice truck to get to an event or an experience, and then find out that our parking spot had been taken. The fee that we sent in didn't get received and we weren't supposed to be there. We would have, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of fresh produce ready to make juice and be told, you know, for some reason or another, things weren't going to go our way. We had to be adaptable to those types of situations. Don't even get me started about rain and weather. Like if you're a food vendor and out on the street or anything, if you do anything where the weather is an element that you can't control, it's just, adaptability is such a powerful tool. So being creative allows you to be more adaptable in real time. And that is an important factor. And remember, creativity is a birthright. It's something that we all have in us. It's just that we have to practice. We have to build the muscle. We have to work the muscle so that we can be available to access it when we need it. All right, y'all, number five, way in which creativity supports your small business and, in my opinion, helps you to make more money is, this is a big one, is emotional connection. So your creativity really fosters emotional connections with your customers, and that leads to a joyful connection, leads to loyalty, and eventually advocacy. So what I mean by that is, you know, when I am in my authentic self and I speak my truth, tell my story, explain how I made my product or how I deliver my service. When I tap into my own personal unique imagination to create that, you know, one of a kind, one of one brand, when I get all that going, my creativity is going to resonate with certain people who feel like, oh, wow, she's speaking to me. She's saying things the way I like to hear things said. And there are countless examples of how this can play out, right? So if you're a yoga teacher, you know, the way that you speak and sequence the pattern of movements is going to really resonate with certain people and not at all with others. When we are looking for a hairdresser, you know, we really look at the unique style of that hairdresser and their creative expression to decide whether or not we want them to cut our hair. An interior designer, you know, they have a way that they style the inside of a room. Even something as what might seem boring, like an accountant, they have a way that they organize their files and their numbers and speak to you about the story of your, you know, your business taxes for the year. And there's going to be some people who really just make your skin crawl and kind of don't resonate, and other people for whom you're going to feel really safe and say, I want that guy to do my taxes because when he's talking to me, it all makes sense. You know, the story of my year in numbers. So it really is about tapping into your own creative expression, and those people out there in the world who need your product or service are going to choose you because you're you, and they're going to come and work with you, and hopefully, ideally, they'll learn to trust you, and then they become an advocate when they turn to their friend and say, oh man, I had my hair cut with this person and I just loved her so much. I highly recommend her. Go visit this, you know, XYZ shop. Or, oh man, I really love the way that she explains online marketing and her step-by-step process. I loved her program. You should try it out. That's loyalty. That's advocacy. And that can be earned through tapping into your own creative expression. In the world of online marketing, staying connected with your community and customers is essential for your success. I rely on email as the engine behind my marketing so I can reach my audience wherever they are, engage with them on a personal level, and save time using automations. In the past 15 years, I've tried just about every single platform out there, and the one that stands out from the rest is ConvertKit. They offer best-in-class support, customizable templates, advanced automation features, and the world's largest email-based creator network where you can actually meet other entrepreneurs and cross-promote each other's businesses. So start your free trial today and see why thousands of creators, including me, choose ConvertKit's powerful tools to grow their business with ease. Visit deborahcsmith.com/ConvertKit. Yes, yes, y'all, we are cruising through this episode about creativity. And I should mention, you know, there are hundreds of podcasts out there that are only about just creativity and how it impacts your business. So this one little episode, we are just skimming the surface, but I just wanted to lay a foundation and just say, you know, this is a topic we're going to return to over and over again on this podcast. So you can plan to come back and hear interviews with guests and, you know, different things that where we're going to talk way more about how people actually get creative. But right now I just want to offer some tools for you to take advantage of. So again, my aim here is to give you solid ideas and ways that you can tap into your own creativity in order to, you know, spark that bed of ideas when you're feeling stuck. So number one tip, tool, method, whatever you want to call it, is to engage in divergent thinking. Engage in divergent thinking. So what does that mean? So this could be just brainstorming. Right. So a lot of times when we're stuck, we're in a pattern of thought. We have a belief, or we have been told over and over again that something is supposed to go a certain way, or we have a goal that we are just fixated on, where our brain only sees one path to the end result. But there are many, many paths to the end result. And also sometimes the end result isn't actually what you need. And we get really limited when we get stuck in these thought patterns that are just, you know, my way or the highway, when we see this black and white thinking. So divergent thinking is just getting outside of that pattern, getting outside of that only one way to do something. So a brainstorm session is a great way to do this. This could be a blank sheet of paper where you have to, you know, set a timer, and for 5 to 10 minutes, you're just going to explore every possible idea. Zero judgment. There are no limitations. Think as big as possible. A great thought exercise or experiment is, what would you do in this situation if you had no limit to funding? What would you do if you couldn't fail, right? And to journal about these things, right? You can get out your journal and just write freely for 5 minutes. If I couldn't fail and I had no limitation on money, what would I do in this situation? Who would I call? Who would I enlist to help me change this? What would I buy? And sometimes you unlock an idea that was hidden because you were thinking, I can't do that because I don't have the resources. So when we brainstorm and explore all possible ideas without judgment, it really gets us outside of pattern thinking. Another way to do this is just to freely draw. Kids are so great at this, right? The creative expression of children is a great example. Get a blank piece of paper out and just squiggle a line all over the page and create patterns and fill those in with colored pencils. Like, just brain dump energy. Get yourself out of linear thinking or black and white thinking. Trying an art form that's totally new to you. Like, write a poem. Like, if you've never written a poem or painted a painting, this type of divergent expression really helps to jog and just shake things up inside your brain. So these actions can help you build that muscle, that creative muscle, and get you out of that pattern behavior. And typically what happens is new ideas emerge. They get dislodged where they before were stuck. So your tip number one is to practice divergent thinking. Tip number two is to change your environment. So I suggest changing your surroundings or taking a break to stimulate new perspective and creative ideas. So every once in a while, I'll leave my home office and I'll just head down to the local library or a coffee shop simply to change up the inputs and literally so I can see things from a different perspective. You might also want to just try changing something within your office environment. Perhaps the direction that your desk faces. Perhaps you want to move your office to a different room in your house. Or maybe it's something, you know, just decluttering. Or even sometimes it's just taking a break from your work, getting up, walking away, and maybe going for a walk. And all of these different ways of changing your environment can help to jog new ideas. You know, this vacation that I talked about at the top of the podcast, what an incredible way to, I mean, I feel flooded with inspiration and new creative ideas from taking a vacation. So we can't always afford to take a vacation, but we can get up and move around, walk around, change the environment, change the input, change the patterns. Okay, so finally, tip number three is to embrace collaboration. So I advocate for seeking inspiration from others, whether through networking, mentorship, creating a collaborative project. It really does help to hear what other people think. So if you're not in an accountability pod of any kind, it's so wonderful to have a business bestie that you can meet up with and just splash ideas around. Getting their point of view is going to jog creativity for you and help you to build your own creative muscle. So collaboration is your third tip. Okay, and that's a perfect segue for me to remind you that on Monday, May 25th, a full moon, I'm hosting a free vision board workshop where we are going to create our Q2 vision boards. Super fun, total collaboration and creative inspiration. So come join us. I'll put the link in the show notes. Okay, y'all, that's the end of today's podcast episode. I can't believe we're at the end already. It happened so fast. To recap everything that we talked about today, I just really want to underscore the importance of creativity as a tool in your entrepreneurial journey. All the things we discussed, you know, problem solving, authentic branding, different ways to connect with people, you know, emotional connection, building that trust with people because you are being your creative, authentic self, really tapping into your imagination to imagine new ways to innovate an idea and bring it to the marketplace. I mean, it's just a wonderful, and I think it's a joyful, fun part of the business journey. So, you know, you are one of a kind, and the world really does need that special gift that you have. And creativity is your birthright to manifest that in the world. I've got some fun upcoming episodes that I'm excited to share with you. Please subscribe to the show, rate the show if you wouldn't mind, and if you would leave a review of what you've heard and how it has helped and supported you, that would mean the world to me. I just love to hear from people. You can email me at hello@deborahcsmith.com, and I'll drop my social links and website and all the links mentioned in the show today in the show notes. And just remember, keep showing up every day, y'all. It's those small, tiny, atomic behaviors and habits that we form that get us where we're going in life and help us build our dream businesses. So stick with it, and I believe in you. And until next week, may you be vibrant.